This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country is now moving beyond long-term pending problems and is firmly stepping onto the path of long-term solutions. Mr. Modi was addressing the media at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi on the second day of the budget session today. Referring to the finalization of India-EU free trade agreement, Mr. Modi said the deal signals a bright and promising future for India in the coming century.
Ye free trade for ambitious Bharat hai. Ye free trade for aspirational youth hai. Ye free trade for Atmanirbhar Bharat hai. Aur mujhe pakka vishwas hai, khas karke jo Bharat ke manufacturers hain, ve is avsar ko अपनी क्षमताएं बढ़ाने के लिए करेंगे. भारत यूरोपियन यूनियन के बीच मदर ऑफ ऑल डील्स जिसको कहते हैं, वैसा समझौता हुआ है. एक अवसर है और इस अवसर का सबसे पहला मंत्र ये होता है कि हम क्वालिटी पर बल दें. हम अब जब बाजार खुल गया है तो उत्तम से उत्तम क्वालिटी लेकर के बाजार में जाएं.
Mr. Modi said, this is the time for solution rather than disruption as the country is moving forward and urged all members of parliament to act constructively for the development of the nation.
Aaj samay vyavdhan ka nahi hai, aaj samay samadhan ka hai. Aaj prathmikta vyavdhan nahi hai, aaj prathmikta samadhan hai. Main sabhi mananiya sansadon se आग्रह करूंगा कि वे आए, राष्ट्र के लिए आवश्यक समाधानों के दौर को हम गति दें, निर्णयों को हम शक्ति दें और लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी में हम सफलतापूर्वक आगे बढ़े.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament a short while ago. The Economic Survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on Sunday. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rejected the criticism levelled by Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, asserting that the agreement is a win-win deal for both India and the EU. Responding to the charges, Mr. Goyal said it was surprising to see criticism from those who could not take timely decisions when they were in power. In a series of tweets, he said the country had paid a heavy price for such inaction in the past. The last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and Nationalist Congress Party NCP President Ajit Pawar are being performed at Baramati with full state honours. The NCP chief died in a plane crash yesterday. The Civil Aviation Ministry today informed that the black box of the ill-fated aircraft has been recovered. In West Bengal, in a significant ruling concerning national security, the Calcutta High Court has directed the state government to hand over land in 9 border districts to the Border Security Force, BSF, by the 31st of March this year for the installation of barbed wire fencing along the Indo-Bangladesh border. The court was hearing a public interest litigation alleging that state's negligence in land transfer has facilitated illegal smuggling and infiltration. The next hearing on the matter is scheduled for the 2nd of April. Amnesty International has issued a stark warning to Bangladesh's interim government, accusing it of failing to safeguard basic human rights ahead of next month's national elections. In an open letter to Chief Advisor Mohammed Yunus, Amnesty Secretary General Agnes Callamard condemned the interim government's failure to protect lives and freedom of expression amid growing violence, pointing to the lynching of Hindu man Dipu Chandra Das. Beating Retreat ceremony marking the culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations will be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post today, said during the ceremony, the strength of India's rich military heritage will be displayed. In men's cricket, the fifth and final T20 international between India and New Zealand will be played on Saturday in Thiruvananthapuram. India suffered a 50-run defeat against the visitors in the fourth T20 at Visakhapatnam last night. Despite the loss, India continued to hold an unassailable 3-1 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.